Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. As we prepare for Parshas Ekev, we're now in the middle of the summer. And in this week's parasha, one of the critical parashiyos in Mishneh Torah and Sefer Devarim, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, we have the well-known Sukkim, V'yata Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, and now Klal Yisrael, Ma Hashem Lekecha Shoyal Me'imach, what does Ribbono Shalom ask of you? Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Kiyim Liyiras Hashem Lekecha, all you need to do, fear the Ribbono Shel Olam, one. Number two, L'Aleches L'Chol Drachav, walk in all of his ways. U'L'Ahava Isai, to love the Ribbono Shel Olam. To serve Hashem with all of your heart, with all of your soul, lishmar es mitzvos Hashem, and to keep the mitzvos. So basically, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that you need to fulfill five things. These are the five basics of Yiddishkeit that the Mesillas Yesharim talks about in his Hakdama: Yiras Shamayim, Chesed, Laleches b'chol derachav, Avas Hashem, to serve Hashem b'chol lev u'b'chol nefesh, and to keep all the mitzvahs. Seems like quite a tall order. But the pasuk concludes, and these are really two very critical fundamental words that could be read one of two ways. One of the ways of reading it is correct, and one of them is incorrect. The psukim end, L'toiv lach, for your benefit. Now, one may mistakenly read these words, that what does it mean, L'toiv lach, for your benefit? Then Moshe Rabbeinu is saying like this: what does Ribbono Shel Olam ask of you? You should fear him. You should walk in his ways. You should love the Ribbono Shel Olam. And by the way, you better do this. If you do it, it will be good for you. That would be the simple way of learning these psukim. That L'toiv lach is going on all of the five items that Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned. However, the Ramban says, no, that's not how you read the psukim. The Ramban says, Nimshach el L'toiv lach. The words Ma Hashem Alekecha Shel Me'imach are connected to L'toiv lach, meaning, what does Ribbono Shel Olam ask of you for your benefit? It's not that Ribbono Shel Olam asks these things of you for him, and by the way, if you keep them, it will also be good for you. No. What does Ribbono Shel Olam ask of you to be good for you? The only reason that Ribbono Shel Olam is asking you to do these things is L'toiv lach. And this is a concept that the Chafetz Chaim talks about in the Hakdama to Sefer Chafetz Chaim, that everything the Ribbono Shel Olam asks us to do is for our own good and it's for our own benefit. It's not for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It doesn't do anything for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's for our benefit. It's L'toiv lach. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam is Shoyo Me'imach. He only asks of us L'toiv lach. This is a simple way of reading the Pesukim. However, comes the Gemara Menachos, and then Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes a Braisa in the Yeshita, the opinion of Rameir, and Rameir says, Chayiv Adam Levarech Mea Brachos B'Choyan. That a person is obligated to make 100 brachos a day. Shenemar, V'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Lekecha Shoyal Me'imach. Like the Pasuk says, and now Klal Yisrael, what does Ribbono Shel Olam ask of you? Now, how do you see in this Pasuk that a person is required to make 100 brachos a day? So Rashi says, a drasha that is pretty well known. Rashi, the way Tosfos quotes Rashi says, Al tikri ma ela mea, don't read it ma, but read it mea. So you say, what do you mean read it mea? It says ma. Rabbi Yosef Engel explains that you could always, when it comes to gematria, you could be chaser achas. So this is sort of an instance where it's only missing one. So you add the aleph and you read it, V'ata Yisrael, mea Hashem elekecha shel me'imach. The Ribbono Shel Olam asks of you 100. That we should make 100 brachos a day. Seems like quite a tall order. Seems like a pretty big avodah, 100 brachos a day, every single day. That's a lot of brachos a week, and even many thousands of brachos a year. That's all the Ribbono Shel Olam asks of us. Sort of to paraphrase the Gemara's question on the simple reading of the Pasuk, that the Ribbono Shel Olam asks us to fear him, where the Gemara asks, is Yira Atu Yira Milsa Zuchusahi, is fear of Hashem a small thing? So we could ask the same question on this Gemara, that the Ribbono Shel Olam asks of us to make 100 brachos a day. That's all he asks. How can Moshe Rabbeinu say, Kiyim? All that's all the Ribbono Shel Olam asks of us. That's a pretty big order, 100 brachos a day. But let's keep in mind the way the Ramban reads the Pasuk. And that is, L'toiv lach is not going on the things that Hashem asks of us. Meaning, it's not that Hashem asks of us to make brachos, and if we make brachos, by the way, it's going to be good for us. But using the way the Ramban reads the Pasuk, what does Riva Hashem ask of us? He asks of us to make brachos so that it should be good for us. The only reason why the Riva Hashem asks us to make brachos is it doesn't do anything for Hashem. It's for our benefit. It's for Tov Lanu. It's for our Hana. It's for our Bracha. And it's for our Hatzlacha. So that's one of the ideas that we'd like to bring out this evening, is the concept of how brachos are l'tov lach, how really they are for our benefit. We're going to discuss primarily three brachos, three specific brachos. As we mentioned, Rav Meir says a person is obligated to make 100 brachos a day. And if you think about it a little bit more, it's not really that hard. After all, you have 19 brachos in Shemana Esrei three times a day. You're already up to 57. You have more than 20 brachos HaShachar. And you have Brechas Kriya Shema and Psukah de Zimra. So before the davening is over, you're already above 80. So now all with a few achilois, Brecha Rishana and Brecha Achreina, on most days, it's pretty easy to get over 100. But what we're going to discuss tonight is the concept, the way the Ramban reads the Pasuk, that everything the Yivon Shem asks of us is he only asks it of us for our own benefit and for our own Hatzlacha. So let's give a few examples. We'll start with the brachas that are midoraisa. We'll start with Berachas Hamazon. After all, that's a mitzvah that is mentioned in the sixth parsha, the Achalta v'Savata uveirachta. Well, the Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah Taf Lamed brings an incredible tradition. Sefer HaChinuch was a Rishon. Sefer HaChinuch writes, Kach mekubal ani miraboisai, that I have a tradition from my rabbeim, from my teachers, Yishmarim Kel, Shekol HaZohir Beverchas HaMazayin, that anyone who is careful to bench properly with kavana, with the right intention, with the right frame of mind, with the right seriousness, Mizaynoisav Matsuyin Lai B'Chavayit Kol Yamav, that the Rebbe Shem will provide for the person Parnasa in a dignified and respectful way throughout one's lifetime. So now we see how here the Rebbe Shem gives us a bracha, but it's not l'toiv loy, it's not for him, it's for us. Because here we have a haftacha, a kabbalah of the Sefer HaChinuch, that anyone who's careful in Berachas HaMazon will have parnasa in a respectful way. So what's the makar of the Sefer HaChinuch? Where did the Sefer HaChinuch get this from? It's interesting that if you look in the Zohar HaKadosh and Parashas Vayakel, the lashon of the Zohar is that anybody, the ihu mevarech bechedva uve'ena tava, if a person is mevarech Berachas HaMazon with joy, with a good ayin, generously, hachi yavim lei bechedva uve'ena tava, the Rebbeinu Shem will give to the person with joy and generously. So this concept that the Sefer HaChinuch brings down, there's already an earlier makar in the Zohar HaKadosh. In fact, the Chida wrote a perush on the Zohar. The name of the perush is Nitzutzei Oirois. And the Chida says that there's a remez in Mishle that one who is careful in Berachas HaMazon and Bekavana, it's a skula for Ashirus, it's a skula for tremendous bracha, says the Chida, Birchas Hashem Hitasher. That Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishle, Birchas Hashem, the blessing of Hashem Hitasher, is what provides wealth. Simply put, that wealth and parnasa is a blessing from Hashem, but says the Chida, it could be read, Birchas Hashem, the bracha of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Which bracha is a bracha that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us? Only Berachas HaMazon. Berachas HaMazon is the bracha which is Dairaisa. Berachas Hashem Ki Ta'asher is the bracha that will give a person the zchus to have Ashirus, to have Parnasa. It's interesting, the Roikeach, the Blazer of Garmaiza, Simon Shin Lama Zayin, brings that if you look in Berachas HaMazon, you'll notice every single ois in the Aleph days appears in Berachas HaMazon with one exception. The final pay, the end of pay. All the letters appear, Aleph through Taf. All the end of letters appear. Final Mem, Nun, Sadi, Chaf, except for the end of pay. Why? Because says Rekach, the final pay is a ois, which is connected to every klala and every davara. The word af, anger, shetsef, Ketzef, Anaf, all of these words that denote anger and klala all end in a final pay. The final pay is associated with kas. Says the Hilga Rekeach. Says Rekeach, all the letters of Yahweh appear in Birchas Hamazon to indicate that in the Malach Af Shetzev Ketzev Anaf, he's not shoylate in a Suda where one is Mavarech Birchas Hamazon the Kavana. If somebody benches the Kavana, it wards off all the klala and all peronios and all unshim. So here again we see that Ve'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Lekecha Shoyo Me'imach, what does Hashem ask of you? Why does Hashem ask you to make Me'a Brachais? It's L'Toivach, it's for your benefit. It's so you could get the bracha of the Sefer HaChinuch and the bracha of the Zohar HaKadosh and the bracha of the Rekeach. As Rekeach says that if somebody's mevarech b'kavana, there's no af, shetzef, ketzef, anav. This is all part of what the Torah is saying, that I'm telling you, 100 brachos b'chol yom, it's l'tay v'lach. It's for your own benefit. Says Eliyahu Rabbah, and it's in Kufpehe. Shulchan Aruch says that when you make brachos hamazon, you should bench b'kol ram, in a loud voice. So Pashtos, Eliyahu Rabbah says, why should you bench b'kol ram? Because if you're being moitzi someone, you need to be mighty someone, and he needs to hear you, so you need to bench b'kol ram. Otherwise, says Eliyahu Rabbah, why should you say b'chas hamazon b'kol ram more than say anything else b'kol ram? But then he says no, and the Reishis Chachmas brought that even if you're not being mighty someone, you should say b'chas hamazon b'kol ram, because saying the bracha in a loud voice, it's ma'oirer kavana, it inspires kavana. In fact, it's a frightening thing. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that from the Sefer Chassidim, that someone who passed away revealed himself in a dream to one of his relatives, and he said, it's bad news up here. Every day they don me, every day they critique me, because I was not careful to make brachos bekavana. But let's extrapolate, because we know mido taiva maruba. So if there are einshim for not making brachos bekavana, b'chol yoyim, just imagine the tremendous schar, somebody zohir to be mevarech b'kavana uvediktok, then there's schar b'chol yom v'yom, tremendous, tremendous schar. So this is all part of what Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael. V'yato Yisrael, mea Hashem alaykeh Hashem alaykeh. We want Hashem ask from you 100. And you can say, 100? That's a lot. That's so much. That's a tall order. No, says Moshe, it's not for him. It's for you. You want to be nizbarech b'meya brachos b'chol yoyim. You want the Ribbono Shel Olam to be showering you constantly, all the time, with brachos. So make meya brachos. It's l'toy brach. It's only for your benefit. Just brachos hamazon alone. You have the Sefer HaChinuch. You have the Zoyar. You have the Chidah. You have the Rekeach. Parnasa b'revach. Parnasa b'simcha. It's tashir. It prevents af, shetzef, ketzef, and anaf. Let's move on now to another bracha. Let's talk about the bracha of Asher Yasar that a person makes after they take care of their needs. So it's often quoted, the Seder Hayom of Ramosha ben Macher, Talmud of Arizal, that if somebody is Mavarech Asher Yasar b'kavana, they will never need a doctor. Now, I have to tell you the truth, and I don't want to burst anyone's bubble. If you look carefully at the words of the Seder Hayom, he may not quite be saying that. The lashon of the Seder Hayom is that v'ma'adam yashalem b'day oisav, if a person, his mind is complete, u'mechalkel b'mishpat dvarav, and he traverses through life on a straight path with justice, lo yechle kol yama, meaning what the Seder Hayom seems to be saying is that if a person lives properly, they will never get sick. They won't need a doctor, and not for the healing of a doctor, which is certainly true. If somebody lives properly and in good health, they won't need a doctor. Therefore, says the Seder Hayom, you should make sure to say Asher Yatzar, v'kavana gemura, uvedash shleima, with kavana, with a proper mindset, in order to ask Hashem that a person should be healthy and not to need a doctor. So it's not quite certain that what the Seder Hayom is saying is that Asher Yatzar itself is the skula for refuah, even though that's how it's typically quoted. But I will share with you, there are many makoros that the bracha of Asher Yatzar has a tremendous koyach and tremendous power to it, to protect a person from illness. And chas v'sham, if a person is in need of a refuah, it is a tremendous source of refuahs. In fact, in the Sefer Tefillah Kehilchasa, it's brought that Hagoyin Reb Chaim Noah said over a tradition he had from Reb Shimon Menashe Chaikin, the Rosh Av Bezin of the Adas Ashkenazim in Hebron, that the koyach of Berachas Asher Yatzar is such that it can be merape somebody from machlois kashois. And if somebody is in need, and if someone is searching for a refuah, they should be makbid to say Asher Yatzar bediktuk. The Stipler even added that this eitz is more powerful if you say Asher Yatzar from a sefer and not balpeh. By the way, the same thing with Berachas Hamazon. Mishnah Berurah says in Sim Kufpehe that the medaktikim are noeg only to bench from a siddur as well. But the bracha of Asher Yatzar has a specific power and koyach to bring refuah to those who say it with proper kavanah. Rabbi said, this is all part of what Moshe Rabbeinu tells Kal Yisrael. Moshe says, V'atei Yisrael, Me'a Hashem Lekach Germach. Hashem expects of you 100 brachas a day, included in that is Asher Yatzar. So you say, well, that's every day. It's not so easy to have kavanah. No, says Moshe, L'toivach. It's not for the Yivashim, it's for you. It's to have refuah, it's to be healthy, it's to be gazint, it's to have a clear mind, it's so that all the systems are functioning properly. It's not for the Yivashim's benefit, it's for our benefit. The brachos that we say every day, the simple brachos, and we're not saying any chidushim here, we're just saying dvarim pshutim, that the brachos that we say every day are the way that we access bracha min hashamayim. Berachas Hamazon, Skula for Parnasa, Skula to be protected from Af, Shetzef, Asher Yatzar has a tremendous koyach of refuah. In fact, in the Sefer Zichronos of Rav Shimon Schwab, he brings down that he once saw Rav Elchanan Wasserman say the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, Rav Elchanan said Asher Yatzar the way a regular Yid davens Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. That's how Rav Elchanan would say an Asher Yatzar. Let's talk about Berachas HaTorah. Berachas HaTorah. Ayin the Noida Behuda. Look in the Tzlach and Bracha. Samach Dalet Amid Aleph. Says the Tzlach, Uledaiti Berachas HaTorah, Hiskula Nifla, Shela Yishkach Masha Yomoid. If somebody says Berachas HaTorah properly, carefully, clearly, with Ahava, you know, the Netziv said that any time he didn't cry during Ahava Rabba, the Chidushim didn't come. Ahava Rabba is also a form of Berachas HaTorah, but it says the Noida Behuda. Berachas HaTorah is a skula nifla. Not to forget your learning. How often, I heard a great shir, I heard a great Berachas HaTorah. What was it again? Just slipped my mind. You want to remember your learning? Put an extra kavana, Berachas HaTorah. Rav Rafal Hamburg writes in the Marpeh Lashon that Berachas HaTorah b'kavana is a skula nifla shelo yomur sefer HaTorah mimenu mizaroi ad olam, that the Torah should remain in one's family, that the Messiah should continue to one's children and grandchildren. He says that sheyut tzatzav loim de Torasai ad soif kol adorois. That's the power of Berachas HaTorah. In fact, I saw in a sefer that from the name of the sefer, Shesile Zesim, that being Mavarech Berachas HaTorah B'Kavana is a skula, read to his words, skula beduka umenusa bizmanenu l'mi she'enem matzriach b'chinuch banav. Someone has a challenge raising children, raising a particular child, nothing seems to work, this eitza, that eitza, says the sefer Shesile Zesim, Kavana in Berachas HaTorah is a skula, he says, beduka menusa for chinuch habanim. So here Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kaisa, every day the Rav Shimon wants you to make 100 brachas. Kaisa says, that's a lot, that's a big avoida every single day. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, no, you have to understand why the Rav Shimon is asking you. Every bracha that we make, connected to it, is some key to access a specific form of Rachamei Shemayim. Whether it's Berachas HaMazon, whether it's Asher Yatzar, whether it's Berachas HaTorah. Berachas HaTorah helps the person remember. Berachas HaTorah makes sure the Torah stays in one's family. It's a skula, it's a power to bring up a person's children on the right path. That's what Tov Lach, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us. Every bracha that we make is an opportunity for ourselves. It's an opportunity for us to access the bracha min hashamayim. So let me share with you, you know, at the end of Parshas Emor, there's a very disturbing incident reported. You have a guy, his mother was Jewish, her name was Shlomo Bas Divri, and his biological father was a Mitzri. This Mitzri violated this guy's mother, and so the father is a Mitzri, and the mother was Shlomo Bas Divri. And the person that we're speaking of doesn't have a name. He remains nameless in the Torah. He becomes very angry. What's he angry about? Well, he was a Yid because his mother was Jewish. His mother was from Shevet Dan, but his father wasn't a Jew, so the man did not officially belong to any of the 12 Shvatim. He figures close enough is Shevet Dan, where his mother comes from, so he comes to pitch his tent among Shevet Dan. And they deny him access. They tell him, you know, get lost. Your father's not a Jew. Therefore, you're not entitled to a shear. You're not entitled to a shear in the land. Get out of here. So he became so incensed. He became so outraged. He pronounced the name of Hashem, and he was Mekalel. He actually, Chas V'Shalom, he cursed the name of Hashem. And here's the question. I need to know this. I need to know someone did this. Why does the Torah record for posterity that somebody had the audacity and the eternal chutzpah to actually curse the name of Hashem? We know how valuable real estate in the Torah is. Even halachas of major significance are sometimes learned out of only one extra letter. Why does the Torah go out of its way to report all the gory details of the story? Yeah, the Torah is teaching me a halacha that if somebody's makal the shem Hashem, they get skila. So just say straight, Ishki yikala lalikav mois yuma. But to say that someone actually did it, this is the Kasha Rabbeinu Bechaye. Rabbeinu Bechaye is Nifter in 1340, Talmud of the Rajba. The Perish Rabbeinu Bechaye is so choshev, the Chassam Sofer writes that he learned Rabbeinu Bechaye ala Torah for 40 years. Every Friday night, he always saw a tremendous chidushim in it. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, the Torah records this story to teach a fundamental lesson. Because we know that if the Ribbono Shel Olam is ma'anesh, if the Ribbono Shel Olam punishes wrongdoing, then of course he also is noisim schar. He gives sachar toiv lireyav to those who fulfill the mitzvahs. But the proportion of schar and oinish are not the same. How much greater is the proportion and the ratio of reward to punishment? Well, we know it's 500 times greater because Ribbono Shel Olam punishes 4 generations and rewards 2,000 generations. Well, if that's the case, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, if this Rasha, who pronounced the name of Hashem with intention and kavana, and he thought about the meaning of Hashem's name, and then he cursed it, if he was punished, that he was killed, and he was given skila, then al achas kama v'kama kavachoymer ben benoishel kavachoymer, that mida toiva meruba, if this is the punishment of a kolala to the name of Hashem, imagine the tremendous char in Oilam above. Somebody says a bracha bekavana. The Torah went out of its way to say all the gory details of this terrible, despicable story to give us an inkling so that we could extrapolate and understand a little bit the tremendous reward for making one bracha our entire life bekavana. If this person got misa, if he got skila, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, if somebody says a bracha of the kavana, they will live ba'olam haba l'netzach netzachim. The schar is ein l'shai. The Torah described this incident in full detail to give us a picture of the great reward for one who makes a bracha bekavana. Half love a fellow, tremendous thing. Well, says Rabbi Zion Abba Shaul, the great Sfarad Gaon, tremendous masmid. He chazed over everything he learned 30, 40 times. He says, we know that a person should try to make 100 brachas a day. So it comes out in 1 year. That's about 36,500 brachas. And in the course of a lifetime, that's about 2.5 million brachas. Well, after 120 years, says Rabbi Zion, a person's going to come up to the Bezin Shalmala, and a person's going to be eagerly anticipating when they bring in all those wagonfuls of brachas that will stand up for the person they hope to be an eternal merit. But says Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, as those wagons are coming into the courtroom, upon more careful inspection, out of those 2.5 million brachas, how many of those brachas are really going to be diamonds? How many of them are going to be shining beautifully? How many of them will we be able to be proud of? Instead of a person doesn't think about it while there's still time, maybe if you're lucky, there'll be one little Ziploc plastic bag with two or three brachas over the course of an entire lifetime that were said carefully, slowly, the ahava, the yira, pronouncing the words properly. However, says Rabbi Tzion, if we think about it while we still have time, and we make sure that when we say a bracha, we say it with kavana, with ahava, the simcha, the yira, the machameh v'esim shana, thousands and thousands and thousands of diamonds will stand up for the person, lenetzach netzachem. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael. V'ato Yisrael, me'o Hashem o'ikecha shalameach. We want Hashem to ask of you 100. So much? Yeah, he wants to give you so much bracha. L'toiv lach, it's for you. It's for you to have the bracha of the chinuch, parnasa, the bracha of the zoya, the bracha of the roikeach, being protected from anger, the bracha of asher yatsa, refuas, the bracha of brachas ha-toirah, hatzlacha b'chinuch habanim, it's l'toiv lach, it's all l'toiv lach. Says Avudraham, says Rav David Avudraham, v'im taimar, ma yo'ilu l'hakadosh baruch hu brachos seina, what does Ribbono Shel Olam get out of our brachos? Says Avudraham, no, you're missing the boat. Ein berchoseinu ela kedei lizkois beberchosa. Our brachos are only to get his bracha. Like the Gemara says in Saita, the Kohanim bless the Yisraelim. So how do the Kohanim get a bracha? Through the lumdus of kohamivarech misbarech. That's our brachos. Our brachos are begeder. We give Hashem a bracha. That the Ribbono Shel Olam says to us, Kol HaMevarech Misbarech. You say Berachas HaMazon, you say Asher Yatzar, you say Berachas HaToret, so that I give you Hatzlacha B'chinach HaBonim, I give you Refuos, and I give you Parnasa. Says Avudraham, what's the makar of this Yesoid? We say in Tehillim, Kuf Lamedalad Amid Beis. Su'u Yedechem Kodesh U'barchu Es Hashem. Lift up your hands and bless Ribbono Shel Olam. And what does Ribbono Shel Olam say immediately? Yivarechecha Hashem Yitzion. Hashem will bless you. May we all be zoicha in the schus of getting together tonight to learn the chashivus of making brachos, the kavana, the simcha, the ahava, the dikduk. May it be zechus for us that Ribbono Shel Olam shower upon all of us nachas from our children, panosa berevach, yeshuos, nechamos. Ribbono Shel Olam should open for all of us the mayanos habracha. And we should all be zoicha, as Rabbeinu Bechaya says, if one makes one bracha in their life, the kavana, they'll be zoicha, the yom shekulei toiv, the yom shekulei aruch, may we be zoicha to see the bias gal tzedek, dun hera, v'yameinu, amen. Thank you so much for listening.